Obeying God in the Small Things
by Brother Greg.
About the author, Brother Greg is the founder of SermonIndex.net, which started in December 2002. The ministry began with a burden for true, genuine revival from the ministry of Leonard Ravenhill, and specifically his book, Why Revival Tarries. The ministry of Sermon Index is continually reaching more people with classic preaching from the past and the message of revival. When we consider our walks with the Lord, we sometimes can put great emphasis on the larger areas that the Lord desires from us, such things as repentance, baptism, the Lord's Supper, fellowshipping with others, and sharing our faith are to us bigger things in the Christian life. Yet the Lord has put every verse in the Scriptures for our encouragement and exhortation that we take heed to these things. We should understand that the Lord provides direction and help to lead us in every area of life. We should not consider only some of the Lord's commands and view the others as a choice. Everything in the Christian life is to be guided and filtered through the Holy Scriptures and God's leading by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we feel like the small things in life the Lord does not care about. This is not true. It is in many small things that our entire life is made of, and because of that, they do matter a lot to our Lord. How sensitive are we to the Lord's desires for our life? The gospel message leads us to a person, the very Lord Jesus Christ. And once we are connected to this glorious person, then we are to be led and guided by his rulership, kingship, and lordship over our entire lives. For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20, NKJVB. How do we glorify God in our bodies? Well, in the small things. And small things require discipline, which is lacking much in Christians' lives in North America. This was said, well, in the book, Principles for the Gathering of Believers. One of the hidden jewels of the church is godly discipline. There has been a great lack of teaching and encouragement in modern evangelicalism towards the godly disciplines of fasting, waiting on God, early rising, head coverings, prevailing prayer, systematic Bible reading, Bible memorization, kneeling in prayer, and many other godly traditions in church history. Many have been taught that such things are legalistic and should be avoided if possible. Yet in the New Testament, all these disciplines were taught and practiced by the early apostles. Our Lord himself taught and practiced fasting. The early apostles would wait on God in his presence, ministering to him. Our Lord would rise early before all others to pray and seek his Father. The Scriptures encourage women to cover their heads in prayer. Some in the early church had a ministry of intercession. The apostles gave themselves to the careful study of Scripture. Memorizing Scripture has been a principle of the people of God through both covenants. The apostle James prayed on his knees till they were worn like a camel. There are countless other examples of those whose works followed their faith. What a glorious freedom and happiness can be ours if we simply say yes to the Lord in all areas of life, including the small areas. One area that has received much argument and debate is the simple area of head covering, commanded by the Lord in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul the Apostle states in verse 2, "Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the traditions just as I delivered them to you." Do we realize there is a tradition of the apostles that is for us today? God desires the simple obedience in small things, and that includes how we pray. Why would we want to argue with God on something so simple? The Lord simply says to us, "I have a tradition, a discipline, that I want all of you sisters to follow so you can testify of a spiritual reality in the body of Christ." Suppose someone refused to be baptized. Would we not consider that wrong? It is the first step of obedience someone who accepts Christ is called to do. In the same way, for sisters in the church to cover their heads is a simple, clear command that the Lord requires. Would it not be strange for sisters to blatantly refuse when God simply says, "This is how I want it to be done"? We live in a North American culture of convenience, choice, and preference. Everyone wants it their way, but sadly, to have it our way usually means it is not God's way, and therefore disobedience. The Lord desires hearts that are obedient, which say to him yes in the small things. How about you today? Do you want to be the captain of your life? Is your body still your own, or is it God's? Are you willing to say yes to the Lord in the small things?